Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Waking Up in Charleston by Cheryl Woods, performed by Tanya Eby. Dear friends, was there a doubt in your mind after reading Flirting with Disaster that Amanda and Caleb would have their own story? Certainly not in mine. Amanda O'Leary is exactly the sort of woman about whom I love to write. She's suffered through tremendous adversity and triumphed. On every page of Flirting with Disaster, she gets stronger. By the time she's ready for her own story, she's a more than even match for the wonderfully kind and protective Caleb Webb. But naturally, Amanda's struggles aren't over. All of her old issues with Big Max, her stubborn, difficult father, are about to surface in an unexpected way, and Caleb is right in the thick of it. When Amanda wakes up to discover the secrets he's been keeping, will she ever be able to forgive him? And will she be able to make peace with her father before it's too late? In the meantime, welcome back to South Carolina's Low Country, one of my favorite places in the world. I've loved sharing it with you. All best, Cheryl. 1. Sunday services were over, and most of the congregation had gone home for the traditional midday dinner. Caleb, however, was still in the church office trying to feel his way through an unexpected and troubling counseling session. He studied the couple sitting across from him and wondered if he dared tell them what he really thought, that they were way too young even to be thinking about marriage. Mary Louise Carter was just a few months out of high school. In fact, with her stylishly short...